Juneteenth is a reminder of slaves in a corner of Texas learning the end of the Civil War had freed them, even if news of the Union defeating the Confederacy had taken weeks to get to a far corner of what was again the United States. The events commemorated by the festival, an ever larger event here, with its clothing stands, restaurants, and information booths circling the park's wading pool. Kids jumped around in the pool with its array of fountains and sprayers, not bothered by rain falling on them. PR and marketing chair Jerome Williams says the festival is growing.
We seem to be growing every year. It's getting bigger and better. And we're already the largest Juneteenth festival in the country. And the numbers, and as well as activities that we do, because the activities that we do them a week prior to, we did 7 days worth of activities leading up to the festival.
That covered everything from art festivals to an open mic poetry event. Williams says the event's also showing the results of increased immigration from African countries, and those new residents showing up for Juneteenth with their own booths, and even a group which runs tours to Africa for local African Americans to see modern Africa and be surrounded in a sea of people who look like them. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.